Did you have problems, like, I know that there was the town beach and then there was the pay beach.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit, because I've heard about the town beach versus the pay beach.
Well, the most interesting story that was told to me by Dorothy West, who is the writer. You've heard of her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not my experience, because I really didn't have any experience with this.
Yeah.
But she said that the town beach was, there was a reluctance to, how did she put it, to graciously accept us. And so we moved over to the beach that no one wanted because it had so much seaweed, and it was the dark seaweed, and it looked like ink. And she said, that's why, Vera, in her very precise little voice, that's why it's called the inkwell. She said, and a lot of people think it has to do with the color of black people, and it's not. But we moved over because we would rather have a sense of belonging than go to Town Beach, where they didn't want us in to come to.
Uh-huh.
That's what she told me. So I don't know if this is, you know, some stories are a lore, you know, folklore, and some of, most of them have a little truth in them anyhow, a core of truth.
Yeah.
But, because I was very curious about that too, because some people resented it. They say, why do you call that inkwell?
Yeah.
Just because there's a black people down there? I'm very upset. And I said, well, I'm going to find out from some of these people who've been here 1,000 years. And that's, and I talked to another one, Barbara Towns, who's also dead now. And she gave a similar, not exactly as delightful as Dorothy West's story.
Yeah.
But she said, we went to that beach because they didn't want us on Town Beach.
Interesting.
And she said, and it was an ugly beach, and it needed sand, and it had an awful lot of dark seaweed.
Uh-huh.
So she said it like that. But Dorothy gave me the picture as she saw it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.